From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Who's invited to the Syrian peace talks? The United Nations Tuesday sent out invitations for the latest international diplomatic effort to end nearly 5 years of conflict in Syria. The talks are to open Friday in Geneva. It's not clear who's been invited. The High Negotiations Committee, representing key opposition groups and factions, contends that it should be the sole opposition delegation. Salem El Meslat is a spokesman who is in Riyadh.
We look really positive, you know, positively to participate. But there are many things, you know, there is a resolution 2254, you know, Article 12 and 13, you know, there are something about humanitarian, you know, issues. This is, for us, is more important than any political discussion.
The group, which is expected to decide its participation Wednesday, is seeking to end government and Russian airstrikes and lifting of blockades of rebel-held territory. But Syria's most powerful Kurdish party, the Democratic Union Party, or PYD, has said it's not been invited. Russia wants to include the Syrian Kurds. Turkey remains opposed, linking them to Kurdish separatists. In Syria Tuesday, a double suicide bombing in the western city of Homs killed at least 22 and wounded dozens. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. At least three people were injured as police fired tear gas to disperse youths protesting Ebola restrictions that have halted market activity in Sierra Leone's northern Cambia district. The restrictions follow the discovery of at least two cases of the deadly virus in the wake of the death of a 22-year-old woman from Ebola. Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free earlier this month. This is VOA.